Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. Again, you can weigh in on a Georgia Bulldog hitting the transfer portal during championship week. So your thoughts on that, or let us know what you think the Falcons need to do to get back on the winning track. Again, this is the wake-up call. That's what it's for, so give us a shout.
Yeah, I want to start first. I got a wake-up call, and, you know, it sucks that you have to talk about this. It's not, you know, in a similar vein of the flag planting where teams are fighting, but yesterday a fight broke out in the Jaguars-Texans game after Trevor Lawrence goes to slide and Azeez Al-Shaair decides he's going to, as Lawrence is clearly sliding, he's going to go after his head with two forearm shivers, I guess you could call them, to Lawrence's head, which knocks him out. And they, because of the way some of the, I think some of those the concussion doctors said it was one of those, kind of like what Tua had, the traumatic brain injury, because of the way your arms flail, right, Tiff?
The fencing position.
Okay. And it's dirty, and it doesn't belong. And look, he was ejected, I think rightfully so. I'm not going to sit here and go on some rant about how he should never play again because that is ridiculous. But he's a repeat offender. This is also a guy that put his hand around Tom Brady's throat in a game years past, a few years ago. When you have repeat offenders and you go headhunting when a guy is slide, to me, there's a difference in headhunting when a guy comes across the middle and when a player is sliding, quarterback or not. And the direct, we can't get up in arms about Tua and how he should retire and how he should take care of himself and then not be up in arms when blatant disrespect for other players' safety is shown, like Al-Shaair did in Sunday's game.
And I did play this back several times to try to see if it was like a bang-bang kind of thing, and I'm leaning towards no. I think it was a pretty dirty hit. Also, Trevor Lawrence did go home and put out a statement on X saying that he was feeling better, that he is at home, and he thanked everybody for reaching out for their support.
There's two angles, Tiff. I did too. I watched the first angle that was shown, and I can't remember who tweeted it. It's the sideline angle, right?
Right.
And it looks somewhat bang-bang. There's
an end zone view.
An end zone view, thank you. Behind where Lawrence is running, and that is the one that is clear that this was a decision made that I'm gonna knock his ass out, and he did. And it doesn't belong. We can't, all the things are in the game these days. I just think there's a complete difference in that. And, you know, when a guy comes across the middle and lighting him up and he's on his feet. But, you know, I'm interested in maybe some other people in our wake-up calls maybe have something to say about that along with whatever we can fix the Falcons or Kirk Cousins.
Or if you have thoughts on flag planning. Let's go to Sarah on the line in Cleveland, Georgia. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning, Sarah.
Good, and you?
I'm doing good. It's actually my birthday. I took my mother to the game yesterday to celebrate my birthday, and Kirk gave me a good present.
Happy birthday. Okay, happy birthday, though.
Sarah, did he throw you a ball, too?
Hey, man, I think I was too far in the stands, so he didn't look at me for 10 seconds straight to throw it there. So.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Oh, man. Yeah, happy birthday. Sheesh.
You know, but Kirk is not really who I want to talk about on the Falcons this morning. I'm also a Florida Gators fan. And if Kyle Pitts don't block somebody, you guys, when his players are running behind him, right in front of my seats, man, we would have had a touchdown. If Kyle Pitts would just block somebody.
Yeah. You know what's funny about that? Thanks for the call, and I think you make a good point. Kyle Pitts has been non-existent for the last month for the Atlanta Falcons, it feels like. But there's a thing where sometimes it's like when guys don't play extremely hard on every play, sometimes you're like, oh, well, you know, I can't blame him for not getting a block there. But if he had played hard from the beginning, and I'm not talking about that specific play for Kyle Pitts, and I know what she's talking about. She's talking about the Ray McLeod, 60-yard catch. But if you play hard from the beginning and get some of those guys early, it might be a completely different situation. And so Ray gets knocked out at the 10, and you're like, all right, good, we're set up inside the red zone. But if he gets the end zone, then we're talking about a completely different conversation this morning.
Yeah, and save your tweets and your texts and your calls about how the Falcons don't use Kyle Pitts right. You can save it because there's no such thing. If he's a unicorn, if he's an elite player, if he's a difference maker, they shouldn't have to scheme a way to use him, okay? You don't get to pick who covers you. Your job is to beat it. And there's plenty of times where there are guys on him that he can beat and he doesn't, whether it's he's good enough, whether it's want to. Honestly, I'm over talking about that too. Stop with it's everyone else's fault but the players. Sometimes it is the player's fault. You know, there's another guy on this team that's not necessarily playing up to the ability we've seen of him in the past, and you're going to tell me it's everyone else's fault too? No. That guy's on defense, by the way.
Bing.
Back to the lines we go. Let's say good morning to Chase and Jefferson. Good morning, Chase.
What up, Chase?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. So, to be honest with you, not to sound insensitive, but, you know, with the Marlon Humphreys, you know, I've called him number 12 for Georgia, you know, when I'm talking to all my buddies in the Georgia game. We've all been saying since week one, you know, texting during the game, man, this number 12 sucks. This guy's not any good. So, to be honest with you, the fact that he's entering the portal, I mean, in my humble opinion, it's not really news. I mean, I hope he goes somewhere and finds success. But as a Georgia fan, I don't really think we're any worse off. But on the Falcons, man, so deep down, I started Kirk Cousins in my fantasy league. So, selfishly, it hurt twice over, so he's probably going to cost me the number one seed in the playoffs. But hey, it's not about me. I don't want you guys to go crazy. You know, sometimes I can be a little negative because the Falcons have hurt me so many times. But it's like, man, I'm at a point where maybe it's time to rip it down to the studs. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, Troy Anderson. You know, I'm watching the Kobe Dean kill it, and you know, I know we missed on Jamar Chase, and I know you can't really look at all the people we haven't drafted, but when you look at the people we have drafted in the top 10, it's like, man, they're not helping us win games; they're helping us lose games. So, anyway, good talking with you guys. Love the show. Take care.
Thanks, Chase.
Appreciate the call.
Ripping it out of the studs is no.
You just did that. This is supposed to be the product.
We can't talk about Troy Anderson after the way the defense played yesterday.
Yeah.
That's a complete non-topic right now.
Also, N'Kobe Dean, what you're asking in this defense for your linebackers, I'm not sure N'Kobe Dean quite fits that.
All right, back to the lines we go. We got Haitian Dave in Cobb County. Good morning.
Whip, whip, whip,
Mafia in the building.
Attaboy, Dave.
Let's
good to hear from you, buddy.
Let's get it. Good to hear from you too, brother. How you feeling, man?
Hey, man, living the dream.
There you go. Keep living, brother. Keep living. Hey, Bo, you was spot on, brother. I loved it. I loved it. Your take about Aziz, spot on, bro. Like,
appreciate
that was
that.
A dirty play. We don't need him here. That was trash. That was horrible. As far as old what a name, we're gonna call him old what a name from Georgia. Kirby, let him go. Who cares? My boy Dylan said it this morning. Georgia showed us that they still have championship pedigree. They're still championship ballers on that squad.
Yeah.
Let's go, dog.
Yeah.
Kirk O'Dangs. Dang, man.
Yeah.
You got to be able to move in this league if you're a quarterback. There's no, I ain't going to say there's no such thing as a pocket quarterback anymore, but you got to have some scrambles, whatever the word is. You got to be able to scramble them eggs, bro. You got to move your feet. You know what I'm saying? If he could have just ran it, checked it down to Bijan. Bijan was dead in front of him, let Bijan make magic. But instead, you floated up into the back of the end zone where there's a sea of white jerseys. Come on, dog. You got to be better.
Great nice call.
Mafia, we out of here.
Great call, Dave. I will say this. We talked about Julian Humphrey has started 10 games. Well, it's a reason it's not more than that because he has essentially been kind of taken out of that lineup the last 2 weeks for Daniel Harris. So to your point about the actual game this weekend, it little to no effect, I don't think, for most Georgia fans. So,
yeah, and he had teammates defending him last night. I think it was Branson Robinson, I think. Is that the running back? There's Roderick, too. I can't remember if it was Roderick or Branson, but one of them went on defending him, and I rightfully so. You know, look, his decision is his decision, whether we like it or not. There's no reason to take, you know, shots at him online and stuff. There's a lot of gray area
to all these things. There's caveats. Like, you can hate the, you can be okay with the fact that he transferred and hate the timing of it. You can.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
There's a lot of caveats to it, and that's the reason we had it in wake up call, man. It's good stuff.